Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Hey guys, are you there? Wow. I've been having huge technical difficulties, and I thought everything was running through the show, but it turns out that no audio was coming through the show. Anyway, our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. If you guys are listening to the show online, I apologize for the technical difficulties I had at the beginning of the show, but we're up and running now. The title of the show today is How Are People So Different? Okay? And I wanted to talk a little bit about how people think. And you know, how different people think differently. Okay, you got people that have been in business for a long time. They know about business. They know how to run a business. And they know the ins and outs of a business. Whereas they have employees that don't know how to run a business, don't know the ins and outs of a business, but they're there simply to help the customer, bring in the, you know, accept the cash or credit or whatever, and you know, open up, close up, whatever, and go home. But they don't understand the business side of it. They don't understand how orders are taken, how things come in, how things go out, you know, none of that. So when you're, you know, when you're dealing with people and you're trying to get someone who's never been in business or never had a business, trying to get them to understand business or understand something about business, then, you know, everything is, you know, there is a total different way of thinking, right? I was talking to a professional yesterday, and they were saying how difficult it is to deal with some people because, you know, you can sit down with this person and tell them exactly what you're trying to convey, and they'll pick up on it, and they'll understand. Then you could sit down with another person an hour later and try to convey to them what you're talking about, and they'll be like a deer in headlights, and they won't understand, and everything just is like cobwebs, okay? They don't understand business, all right? So one person is going to be great for you. The other person is going to be frustrated, all right, because they don't understand. And, it's not their fault. It's just that they haven't been exposed to business or they hadn't been exposed to what you're talking about, okay? And that's the big thing about how people are so different. They're miles apart, but they're actually, you know, both of them are people, are human beings, but their minds are miles apart. And you know, there's I have some friends who love to party on the weekends, okay? That's all they want to do is party on the weekends. Now, they don't work anywhere, but they party every weekend. They have places to stay because they live off of us. They live off of us because we flush money into the government every month. I mean, every payday we flush money into the government. The government turns around and gives some of that money to them so they can live, so they can party on the weekend without having to go to work every day. Able-bodied people, and their thinking is so much different from our thinking that we're miles and miles apart, okay? I don't think that I can take care of my family, have a home, cars, and do the things that I want to do without having a job. Okay. Now, their thinking is that they don't need a job. They can live off the welfare system, and they can party every weekend with the money that they get from the welfare system. So, you know, that thinking and our thinking is miles apart. Okay? And you know, we always say, why don't those people wake up, go find a job, and start to flush money into the system just as we are to take care of people who really need it. Some people really need welfare out there. I know I'm kind of getting away from the subject, but these, you know, us and them are miles apart. Now you sit down with them and start talking about work, benefits, you know, health insurance, and 401k, and all this stuff. They have not a clue what you're talking about. They don't understand what you're talking about. They're going to live off the government all their lives. There's no need to have a 401k. There's no need to find out about a 401k. There's no need to find out about an individual retirement account. There's no need to find out about an IRA. No need to find out about a mutual fund. No need for that. Because they don't plan to use that. So that's the difference. That's how we're so different from others. I'm talking about working people and non-working people. I'm not talking about old people that are retired and all this. No, they work. They work through the system. They flush money into the system. Okay, or they're working lives, and they came up. They retired with a pension or a retirement account or something to take care of them, you know, in their non-working years. They don't think the way these people think who are on welfare. And I'm not talking about all people on welfare, because all people that are on welfare don't have this thinking. Some people that are on welfare legitimately needs it. And they're out there legitimately trying to get a job to take care of themselves or to take care of their families. But they may not be able to find a job right now, so they're into the welfare system to stay afloat until they can. I'm not talking about those people. They have a different way of thinking. So there's so many people out there. And there are so many different people out there. And that's the way the man upstairs wanted it. So if we were, you know, if we were all the same, we all wouldn't be needed here. But we're not the same. So everyone's needed. Okay? These big companies can't run without you, without employees. They can't run. So there are different people, and people think different. And there are employees in some of these big companies that are entry level positions. But they have the thinking that one day I'm gonna be a manager, or a supervisor, or one day I may even be able to become the CEO of the company. Whatever. But their thinking is different from someone that's in the same company, in that same entry-level position, but have no ambition of moving on to a bigger position, more money, promotion, everything, more benefits, all that. They have no clue about that. don't even inquire about. They just want to come to work, get their job done, get their 40 hours in, and go home. And so that's the different thinking of those people. Now they're thinking out. And that's just the way people are. Okay? That's just the way people are. And guys, I have about a minute left in the show. Thank you for joining me. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. But we were able to get some of this show in. And you, hopefully you did understand where I was going, how different people are. How are people so different? Name of the show. Okay? Now, tomorrow, guys, join me tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. It's the last day of the week for some people. And tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. Call into the show. All lines will be open, and you can talk about whatever you want to, okay? Whatever you want to, and I'll join in with you, all right? So thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, and thank you for listening to the show today. Take care of yourself and take care of your families, and be careful out there. Be safe, and enjoy your day. In the weekend. Love you guys. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
To be available for you to see. I'm about to go. And then you'll know for me to say I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile.